Thursday once again. And if it's Thursday, you know it's your girl, Dr. P on the pod.
Dr. P on the pod, yeah.
And you know, as always, I'm just full of joy, 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 joy. Not only because it's Thursday, because I'm always joyful on Thursday, but it's another opportunity to come to you and share some love and some joy and some blessings and a phenomenal guest that I have on the pod with me today. You know, we are talking about Women's History Month. Women's History Month, it is now. I really think that Women's History Month, well, I cannot say it's more important than Black History Month because you all be killing me. So I'm not going to say that, not at all. Black History Month following Women's History Month is like the greatest thing ever. I mean, the greatest thing ever, for real. And the only other thing that's even greater than that is Mother's Day. Am I biased? Yes, I am definitely biased. But we are, I don't know who came up with the idea of Women's History Month, but I am thanking them that we get an opportunity to really highlight all the fabulous women of not just Black women, but women who have just made a difference all over the world since the beginning of time. I'm excited. I had a great Black History Month, but you know, Black history in my life is every day. Every day is Black History Month, and really, every day is Women's History Month as well in my life, world and affairs. So this month, we get to really focus on all the fabulous women, women who are in the history books and women who are in our lives that never made the history books. We are just honoring women this month. So I am just grateful. Here at the Balm in Gilead, we are getting ready. We are getting ready for the Roadmap Tour. Roadmap 2030 coming to you. Our first stop is Chicago. Chicago, Saturday, May the 4th. We're going to be at Apostolic Church in Chicago. Ooh, and that's going to be the kickoff to our 2024 Roadmap forwarding the Black Health Agenda. You know, we're going to Chicago, then we're going to Minneapolis, not necessarily in this order. We're going to Cleveland, Ohio. We are going to Oakland, California. And we are going to somewhere else. I can't remember. Chicago, Minneapolis, Oakland, Cleveland, and I'll let you know next week. We are going so many places. We are just busy, busy, busy. But I do know that May 4th, we're going to be at Apostolic Faith for our kickoff of the Balm in Gilead's Roadmap Tour this year. So if you are in the area of Chicago on May 4th, come on out and see a sister. Me and the Balm in Gilead team, we will be right there with none other than Bishop Horace Smith, the senior pastor and the senior bishop of Apostolic Faith Church in Chicago. So we hope that you will come and see us there. It's Thursday. And you know when it's Thursday. It's Dr. P. On the pod. Yes, yes, yes. So my guest today is J.L. Alexander. She is motivated by her passion for sparking a change in the minds and bodies of others through her entrepreneurial spirit. As owner and CEO of the Vaughn Strategy, a branding and public relations firm, and Black Girls Run, a national running organization, she leads a powerful movement that has resonated with a huge audience. Over the last decade, she has established herself as a communications professional with a true commitment to community engagement through her passion for health and fitness. She is also the founder, executive director of BHR Foundation. I think that's Black Girls Run. And the co-owner with her husband, C plus J Alexander Investments. I tell you, JL, she got a lot going on. I'm not even going to bother to read all of this bio because I think that big paragraph says a lot. JL, welcome to the pod.
Hey, Dr. P, I'm excited to be here.
Oh, my goodness, girl. You are doing, you know I'm on the air, so I have to keep it clean. You are doing a marvelous. You are doing a marvelous work.
I don't even know where to start.
You know, but I'm. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. When you think about Women's History Month, and definitely you are in this history month. You know, a woman in business, and I'm just always amazed and excited about Black Girls Run. I want to talk a little bit more about that. But what you see, the impact of Women's History Month and where you fit in it and all that you're doing.
Well, I think Women's History Month is very important. You know, not often do we get the flowers and the accolades and just the appreciation that we deserve as women, as mothers, as sisters, as daughters, as all of the above and all of the roles that we play every day. And so I think Women's History Month is so important because it's an opportunity to really recognize women that have come before us, women that are paving the way now, and the legacy that we're leaving for the future generations that will do amazing things as well. And so I really see it, my pastor always says, you know, you plant the seeds for the shade and the trees that you won't sit under. And so it's always, for me, the legacy that I'm leaving for my daughter, for the generations to come, and the impact that I can make that will be around for decades to come.
You know, I am very much involved in preservation work down in the Lowcountry. And I sit in the conversation of passing things on to the next generation, and certainly I am one of the many of my generation who, you know, we were in Black history, women's. We didn't talk too much about women's history when I was growing up, but definitely Black history and land and all of those things that are important to the Black movement. It was just ingrained in us. But when I look behind, you know, I don't see the next generation coming behind me, and it's like, okay, my runway is a little shorter now, and where are the, you know, where are the next generation? And my question is, what was the impact? Who planted these seeds in you that you have that conversation of being the next generation and passing it on? You're talking about passing it on to your children. Who gave you that seed, and how are you passing it on to your children? Because it's not just saying it. How are you actually doing it?
I mean, I really have to give credit to quite a few women. First, my mom. You know, as a child, I probably didn't realize, and even as a teenager and young adult, probably refused to realize that she was planting those seeds in me and around me by, you know, taking me to the polls when she went to go vote, or taking me to a sorority meeting, or forcing me to volunteer and pass out civic lead letters throughout the neighborhood. I look back on that now and I'm like, man, my mama pushed through my attitude and my fussiness and still got me out there. And now I see the benefit because those seeds are starting to grow now. You know, I'm almost 37 years old. 37 years later, I'm understanding the seeds and the importance of those small things that I did when I was a child. But, you know, there along my journey, I've been able to be around women, even yourself, Dr. P, doing my time at the BOM, of just being around women that were in business and were able to walk into rooms and command a seat at the table and be a voice. And we were able, you know, your staff, myself, we were able to sit back and witness that and just witness powerful women command that control and make change in the community. And so, you know, even though we hemmed and hawed and, oh, Dr. P got us doing this again, or my mama got me doing this again, those things plant seeds and you all still forced us out of our comfort zone and all of that to make us, because you all realized our potential even before we realized potential in ourselves. And that's what I want to do with my daughter, even though she's two. She's already still giving me attitude. And her first word is no, to tell me she's not going to do anything. But I see, you know, she sees me waking up every morning, putting on my workout clothes or going to a race, or she's been able to come to a finish line. And she may not understand it now, but you know, me witnessing what I have with myself from my mom and other powerful women, I know that, you know, decades from now, she'll be able to remember like, oh, my mama used to do this. Let me, you know, it might not be so bad. Let me stop pushing back and actually, you know, actually start making an impact of myself. So I think that that's what we have to realize. We may not see it now, but it's definitely, you know, it definitely will be in the future.
You know, thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm honored that you would say those wonderful things about me. It's amazing that this podcast came when you were a director of marketing communication at BOM and Gilead. And I remember that day when this idea was birthed, but I did not understand it. It was 6 years ago. But it's really something. Yeah, 6 years ago. I've been doing this for 6 years, and it's all your fault, JL.
See, we pushed you too to step out your comfort zone, and now look at here. 6 years later, you're still making it happen.
That's right. And you know, I was sharing with someone, I think a couple of weeks ago, that I am a leader of leaders. Mm. You know, I do well when I have leaders around me, because you know, if you're leading and you look back and nobody's following you, that means you're not a good leader. Mm. And if you're not being pushed, that means you don't have leaders around you who are pushing you. And I just love the fact that, you know, people like you and Carrie Goodman and Julius Turner and all, you know, Pam Price, all of you all, you know, you all, not only do I push you, but you all push right back. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also a strategy, as your daughter's saying, no, no, no. But you understand that because you said no, no, no to your mom, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
and you know, you also lift up that the number one sorority in the whole wide world. And everybody knows that if I'm talking about the number one sorority, the number one, we got to be talking about what? That's exactly right. We got to be talking about Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. That's exactly right. JL, talk to us about Black Girls Run. I get chills every time I see your posts and all the great things that's happening. Because I remember that was a little idea in your little head. Black Girls Run, that.
Yeah, so Black Girls Run, we are, you know, at the nutshell, a running community across the United States, and we create a space twofold. One, for women to come out and start on their health and fitness journey and start participating in races, to increase the representation there, but then also to increase the awareness of the health disparities that impact the Black community. And so, you know, as you know, Black women are at the top of the charts for so many chronic diseases. And so we are really trying to just change that trajectory and change that narrative, so Black women can be healthier for generations to come.
Wow. What's the next thing happening with Black Girls Run?
We are actually headed in March. We have two events. We are headed to Jacksonville for Gate River Run 15K. We have about 400 women headed down to either run a 15K, which is almost 10 miles, or a 5K, which is 3 miles. And then we're actually headed to Selma to Montgomery, a 50-mile relay, where we do a relay race to run from literally Selma to Montgomery and follow along the same footsteps from 50 years ago that, you know, Martin Luther King and John Lewis did to bring awareness to that civil rights period in that area as well. So two big events. We have nearly 500 headed to Selma. So two big events for the month of March.
But you are going to do a relay run with 500 women from Selma to Montgomery?
Exactly.
Girl, you know what? You ain't nothing but the truth. Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead. You did something with the Underground Railroad, I think, a couple of years back, didn't you? Were you all running the Underground, the trail of the Underground Railroads? Did I remember that correct?
There may have been something down in Atlanta, but not specifically to, it might have been parts of it, but not specifically to the Underground Railroad.
You all run for days and you all do the incredible things.
Yeah, we do overnight trips. We do trail running. Some women, you know, we have women that are completing the world majors in terms of marathons all over the world. So it really, but we have some women that are coming out to run their first mile as well. So it doesn't matter where you are on your fitness journey. We just create a space where you feel safe and comfortable to come out and just, you know, just put one foot in front of the other.
Wow. I know there's some sisters right now saying, I want to do that. I want to do that. How do they get in touch with you?
Blackgirlsrun.com is the first step one, where you can find out if we have a community near you. We have 75 groups across the country. And then it's just a matter of joining a group or coming out to an event and taking that first step. But that is just head to the website so you can find a community near you.
Wow. I am so, so, so excited and just proud of you, JL, to see these ideas just, I mean, 400 and 500 women running from Selma to Montgomery and all overnight stuff you've done. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm very, 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 very honored to have you on the pod today. Now, let's see what else you're doing that I want to hear about. What about the Vaughn strategy?
My first passion before running is marketing and PR and communications. And so to keep my skills and my, you know, my ear to the streets, if you will, I still have a PR firm that we service some clients. And, you know, it's just your traditional writing, social media, website content. So, you know, as you know, you got to have a whole bunch of things in the fire to make sure you keep your lights on. So that's just another business opportunity and entity that I have, you know, just to kind of fuel my passions, but then also support my livelihood as well.
Amen. So in these last hours, in these last minutes, I'm sorry, you know, we always run out of time. Let's go back to the conversation we started, women in business. There are some sisters right now listening to the conversation. They're excited about what you're doing. And, you know, what's the word for them? You know, because you are on the list now, as far as I'm concerned, with Madam C.J. Walk and Oprah. And I put you all up. Way up there on that list, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Miss Sheila Johnson and Kathy Lewis, Oprah Winfrey, all of y'all. how would you tell the sisters that are listening how to get started, how to go beyond, how to run beyond their fears and just get started? Tell us.
I mean, I think you said it within your question. Just get started. Don't look at oh, the hurdles, oh, the obstacles, oh, I can't, or oh, I don't feel like it. Because once you put that energy out there, it's going to take you 10 steps back. So if you have an idea, write it down, put it on paper, and then figure out what's the first step, whether it's, you know, just creating an email or a social media page. You know, small steps lead to big developments and big opportunities. So just do it. We need so many more Black women in this business entrepreneurial space so that we can have a community of our own where we can bounce ideas and, you know, relate to one another. So we need more Black women in this space. And so my advice is really just to go ahead and do it. There will be obstacles. There will be days where you just want to throw your hands up. And there will be, you know, there will be hills and there will be valleys. So when you're starting off right on that high energy of like, let's get this done. Because trust me, you will have days where you're like, what am I doing? So start your journey out on a high note and just step out there on faith and do it.
Dale, thank you so much. That was a mighty word to bring this podcast to a close. We always run out of time. Thank you so, so much. It is truly my honor to have you on the pod today, and also just to see God's blessings upon your little ideas and all that you are doing. Girl, you just keep running. You just keep on running. And I'm going to always have my win at your back. Thank you so much, JL. We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. I'll be back here next week. Because if it's Thursday, it's Dr. P on pod. Peace. I'm out.